Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm writer and comedian Emily Winter. I'm super excited to be back after the holiday hiatus, and I have some really exciting episodes for you and very pumped about this batch. So I do still need some more. If you are a creative type and you have had a paranormal experience for real, reach out to me. My email is emcwinter@gmail.com. You can get at me on social at emilymcwinter on Twitter and Instagram. And I don't know my handle on TikTok because I mostly just lurk and watch ghost stories there and backcracking. Anyway, now I've said too much. Oh, also, if you're in the Los Angeles area, my husband, Chris Caligero, and I have started hosting a monthly comedy night at Be Kind Video in Burbank, which is a super rad, brand new, old school video store where you can buy and rent DVDs and, yes, tons of VHS tapes, and it's a total nostalgia tour in there. It's wonderful. We're very excited to be hosting a comedy show there on the second Thursday of every month. It's called Staff Picks, and it's at 7 o'clock, so drop by. It's a super good time, and our lineups are amazing. Our next one is February 9th, Thursday, February 9th. That's it. I hope you guys are well, and please enjoy this episode. Oh, you know what? You know what I'm gonna say? Sorry, I have one more thing. If you can hear, I don't know if you can hear those paws in the background. That's the very sweet, kind pit bull that we are fostering right now, named Ophelia, and she is so full of love and so sweet. And we cannot have her for real because we're going on tour a little bit. Well, not tour, we booked a lot of dates out of town, and we're doing a lot of out of town comedy. And she needs a consistent home. So if you're a pit bull person, or you want to be, I got a sweet one that's living with me right now. Just reach out. Okay, now for real, on to the show. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have writer and comedian Ashley Babbs. Ashley, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Emily.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I'm so excited because you took notes. Amazing. Unlike all comedians in the entire universe, you actually took notes on your experiences.
I did. I write down, like, since I was little, I've always had like very weird dreams. And my mom apparently heard somewhere, she's like, if you write them down, you'll remember them. So I've had like dream journals my whole life.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. I've tried to start dream journals in like pieces of my life, and then I never keep them going. That's so awesome. Do you find from dream journals, which is sort of a related thing to the topic of ghosts, have you found like any patterns or anything that's like helped you?
I've learned that I have the same dreams over and over again that are like the classic, like trying to run but can't, and like it's like I've got like cement stuck to my feet or something, and I'm always trying to get away from someone, and it's all the same meaning. That's like, you feel like there's something out of control in your life. I'm like, yes, everything.
Yeah, totally. I have that dream a lot too. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Good to know. I didn't know what it meant. I've never like really talked about it, but yeah, I'm always trying to get away and can't move. Yeah. We're so slow in our dreams. So take it away. I'm so pumped, and I'm going to annoy you about all of them.
The first story, it's like, I was in high school, and the way that I wrote my papers in high school, because I couldn't do anything unless it was like down to the wire. So I would wake up at 4 a.m. and then go downstairs into like the shared family computer, because this was the late 90s. And I would always write my papers when I had like exactly 2 hours to do it. And it was like in the middle of the winter. So it was still dark. There was maybe just like a little moonlight coming through. And I go to walk down the stairs, and I see in the foyer what looks like a little boy in like big white boxers and a white t-shirt. And I was like, oh my God. There's a ghost in my house. I've never seen a ghost. And I've always wanted this to happen. And I was like, it was literally in the way of where I needed to go to like write my paper. And like, as I saw it, it stopped moving. And I was like, what, like, are you kidding me? And my need to like get good grades trumped any fear. And I just started walking. And then when I went down, my dad was like, oh, did I scare you?
It was your dad.
And I couldn't see him. And I was like, Dad, you scared me so much. I thought you were a ghost. I was like, my heart is racing out of my chest. I was.
What did your dad say that you thought he was a little boy?
I mean, I think it's because he has like a full head of like brown hair and it was like messy. And he wears, like, he loves to wear big shirts. Like, all of his shirts, like, look like Jerry Seinfeld, like, in the 90s. Like, he just wears, like, the biggest shirts tucked into, like, pants that are two sizes too big all the time.
Oh, my God. That's so and funny.
I think, more than anything, I was like, okay, so that's how I would react to a ghost. I'd be like, I have things I need to do right now.
Which is kind of great. Then you can take that information with you for the rest of your life. And where did you grow up? Where was this happening?
This was in the Philly suburbs, a town called Downingtown. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cool. And
oh my God.
I had friends with ghost stories and I always wanted one. So I like, part of me like wanted it to be real, but like, of course it was just my dad. I was so bummed. I hope I don't bum out your listeners too much with my first ghost story not being real.
No, I sometimes like to have a not real one because it makes the real ones more special. And also they are always funny.
When I was like in my late 20s, I worked in the Jane Hotel in New York. Do you know?
Oh yeah, that's a fancy hotel in where is it? It's like West Village or something.
Yeah, it's in the West Village on the water. It's notorious for that's where they held all of the survivors from the Titanic.
I did not know that. I've gone to comedy shows in there, but I didn't know that it had that piece of history.
Yeah, it's like apparently, and just from that, like it's very there have been like deaths there and like suicides there. It's like very, it's very old and very haunted. And everyone I worked with had seen a ghost. And I had this manager that hated me. And when I'd worked there for a year and she goes, what's wrong with you? You've never seen a ghost. I was like, why are you bullying me like a high schooler over the supernatural?
That's so funny. What were some of the things that your coworkers saw?
They used to just see, like, I guess there were certain floors where, like, there were more, like, certain, like, spirits. They'd be like, oh, why is that, like, lady in an old nightgown there? And then they'd look again and she was gone.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, they would, like, everyone, yeah, had these stories. And there was this film, I think it was like an HBO show that didn't last long. Maybe, I think it was called Vinyl. It was, like, about the music industry.
Okay.
And they were filming there. So like they rented out the restaurant, like I was basically just doing their like catering for the production. Okay. And one of the costume ladies was sitting at like, you know, my like table or whatever. And she had like, she was very like old school hippie, like scarves and like the big silver jewelry. And then she had this assistant that was like wearing all black and didn't move. It was very like perfect combination. And the, you know, when you put like a glass upside down on a table and it's wet, it like moves around.
Yes.
And because the hotel was so old and like the table was askew, like you always knew where it would move to. And so it always would move with like the slope of the old building. And I walk up to the table and the glass like moves halfway across the table in the other direction and then stops and then moves again all the way to the edge. So I go to catch it and it stops again. And I was like, I'm sorry, that's so weird. I forgot what I said. I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like it always moves in the other direction. And she, like everyone saw it, which is why I'm glad that I wasn't the only one.
Yes.
And the lady, the old hippie lady goes, oh, that's okay. Ghosts follow me everywhere.
Whoa.
And then her assistant goes, yeah, it's true. It's like a real thing. I go, well, this hotel is pretty haunted. She's like, yeah, there's definitely been one following me around since I checked into this hotel.
I have the chills. That's so scary. And also like, was she just chill about it?
I think when it happens all the time, people are chill about it.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. So you were just like, okay.
I was like, oh, okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. And I could tell she could tell that I was like getting worked up. And the assistant like came over and like patted me on the back. She's like, it's okay, really. It happens all the time. I was like, okay.
So this reminds me of the TikTok filter. Have you tried like the AI manga thing? Are you aware
no,
of this filter?
I haven't.
So I've become just obsessed with TikTok. And there's this filter where it's like, it's called AI manga. And when you take a picture of yourself, whatever, it mangas you, but people are using it to quote unquote find ghosts. And I've listened to people's like theories about this, whatever, that it's fake, that it's real, that it's channeling your subconscious. But the thing of it is that there's ghosts. If this is real, there's ghosts everywhere. There's ghosts everywhere. Like, I can't, how are we supposed to get from A to B without like knocking over 10 ghosts? Like, I just feel like it's too crowded. It's, and like, anyway, I can't imagine working in a haunted hotel. I would feel like, and the Jane Hotel is so beautiful, but like, I would feel like it's like closing in on me with the just heaviness of spirits, you know?
Yeah, it was. And I think because I'm like actually not prone to it. So that's why like I didn't see it. And everyone else was like, you've seriously seen nothing? I was like, no. And then I finally saw, I told everyone. And they were like, yeah, they're like, yeah. They're like, oh, that's a good one.
That's, gosh, you made it. How long did you work there?
Maybe like a year and a half, I think.
That's a long time to not, yeah, to wait to see your thing.
Yeah, it was. And I was friends with the bellman. And whenever I would work a double, because I'd work it like, if I had to open it, I had to get there at 6 and then it would close at 2 a.m. So if I worked a double, they would let me like take a nap in one of the rooms. And like, even then, nothing.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to be like, and I woke up and I don't know.
I wish. I felt I had trouble like actually sleeping because I was like chugging coffee all day to stay awake for the double. So right. I just kind of like lay in this tiny room and like stare at the ceiling, but at least not be on my feet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. That's a fascinating job. Oh my gosh. I wish that they, yeah. I feel like they should put out a book of like all their haunted little things over there. Cause it's a cool little place.
Yeah, it is. It's, and I would say it's definitely worth it also to go like just hang out in their bar. It's like very, it's very cool.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you have any other story? I mean, do you have any other stories? I'm sorry. I should have asked you how many you had before I.
No, I do. I have two. I do have two more like ghost stories. And then I have like a bunch of, all my psychic dreams are very short. So I'll keep them.
I love doing psychic dream stuff. So, and I think that the people that listen also love it because Okay. Yeah, we're all into all the same shit, you know?
Okay. Awesome. The other one I had, so I do have two more. The one, it also is in a hotel. I don't want to say the name of it just because there's like, it's like very well, it's an area that's very well known for something else. So I don't want to like make it be about hauntings. I think they actually maybe wouldn't like that.
Okay.
I can tell you later, obviously. But
I'm hoping it's like Disney World or something.
Oh, I wish. Oh my God. Disney hauntings alone would be, I would hilarious. Definitely listen to that. But it's in, it is in like a part of the country that is like old. It's in like upstate New York. So it is like, you know, there are older things there. And I was actually going to a wedding there. And when I walked in and like looked down across the like floor, it had these like huge grand doors. And you like, first there's a patio you kind of walk through, and then you go through these big grand doors. And I could see the hallway. And this hotel was so old that the hallway looked like it rippled with water. Like it just went like up and down.
That's like just the natural floor of it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amazing.
It was so old. And I brought my dog Vicky to the wedding. And we went into the hotel room, and like the very first thing I did was I looked up into the corner almost because I like thought either there was something there or like that's just where my eyes went. And I looked up into the corner and there was nothing there. But then the rest of the day, my dog freaked out and stayed underneath the luggage carrier in the closet, with basically the opposite end of where that corner was. And all she did the whole time was look up in that corner of the room.
Okay, so there was definitely something in that corner.
There was definitely something there. And then I woke up the first day. We stayed for 3 days because it was far enough away that we sort of turned it into like a road
vacation.
Trip. Made a couple stops. And the first day I woke up and my like left hand, my non-dominant hand, like really hurt. And I'm like, that, like, why does my hand hurt? Like, what is wrong with my hand? And then the following day I woke up and my right foot hurt, which is the opposite foot of where I get all my injuries. So I was like, why is my body hurting? This is so weird. And then I went down to the wedding was that day. Like it was, and then I had talked to one of my other friends who had checked in and was like staying somewhere else in the hotel. And I was like, this hotel is so weird. She goes, oh my God. My 6-year-old walked into the room and said, Mommy, did somebody die in here?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, cool. So this hotel is definitely haunted. The dogs and the children are feeling it.
Is your dog a, like a drama queen dog, or is your dog like a, I mean, that's pretty abnormal, right? For your dog to hide.
Yeah. It is. That is abnormal for her. She is like, she does kind of like to find little cozy spots, but mm-hmm. she's not like, she never just like kind of stares up in the same weird space. Like that is
yeah.
nothing she's done before or since.
That feels like a cat thing, actually, more, it, you know?
She is a Shiba, which is like, they are the cat of dogs.
Yeah. So they're so cute.
That does make sense.
And you were just drawn to that corner right away. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then to have corroboration from other people being like, no, 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 no. Did you guys think about switching rooms?
Well, it was the last night. And then because that, you know, it was last night we were staying there, and at the wedding is when my friend told me that her kid decided someone died in that room upon entry. And so when I go to bed that night and I look at my boyfriend and I was like, please don't judge me, but I need to do something. And I looked up in the corner and I go, I am only here for one night. Please stop hurting me. And then I woke up in the morning and my foot and my hand felt fine.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You're like, you can have your room back in one more night.
Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm only staying here one more night. I don't want any more trouble. Like, I'm really sorry. Please just stop hurting me. And then I felt fine in the morning.
Did he think that was crazy? Did he also feel, he must have obviously seen your dog like, losing it a little.
He kind of like just didn't really, he was just like, I don't know, we're in a weird place. Like, it's old, things happened here. He decided there was just like some, like a spider in the corner. I don't know. Like it was, he just was like, he wasn't, and he is very non-judgmental, which is great, but he didn't experience anything. It was like me and Vicky were like, what is happening? That's my dog's name.
Okay. But if there are spiritual men out there listening, great. And not all men, whatever. But I kind of feel like it goes like kids and animals and then women. And then the very, 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 very last people, creatures to ever experience things are men, and especially straight men. Like they just will not, they refuse to let anything in their weird way.
My math brain like transformed your words into like a chart as you were saying.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I liked that at least he wasn't judgmental. Right. Because my last story, which also is small, like he experienced it as well. So I was alone. We were staying, you're in LA now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were staying in Laurel Canyon last winter for I think it was like maybe 10 days, and we were up in the hill, like, you know, really up in the hills, the types of roads that there would be a guardrail, but the guardrail, because the land is like collapsing, was then parallel to the road. I'm like, well, that's not.
It's terrifying up there. And before I've recently had a Vespa accident and I'm fine, but like, I was driving over the hill to get to comedy stuff. And I'm like, cause I live in the valley, and I'm like, what are we doing? I am asking to die for an open mic. Like, this is ridiculous. Right. So like, I don't think I'll be doing that anymore. But yes, the roads are insane.
It is so wild up there. And the winds are also get like really crazy up there as well. And I have weird dreams a lot. I remember them a lot. But Shane also was like, I'm having weird dreams here, but he's not as good at like remembering them and like couldn't tell me. But I would wake up in the morning and I'd be like, I had dreams that were not my dream. Like I was like a mother in the 70s taking care of my kids, like sending them off to school in their like little metal lunch boxes and like wearing like definitely like late 60s gear. Like not, it was not, I was like, these are not my dreams. Something is so
weird. These are not
my
clothes. These are not my kids.
Because I think especially because I remember my dreams, like there's like a recurring aspect. So I remember when something is different. And I was like, I'm having something is like, these are not my dreams. Like, I wonder when this will stop. And it was our last night there. And we usually don't sleep with the dog on the bed. And like, she has her own little dog bed, but it was really windy. And so we put her like at our feet on the bed. And in the middle of the night, it was right before, maybe not in the middle of the night, it's like right before the sun rose. Cause I remember you could see a little bit of light. And Shane and I are both asleep, and we hear this noise And I'm going to try to do an impression of it, even though it was way, I have a pretty deep voice. It was way above my register. It sounded like, aww. As if someone.
So scary. That's somebody who's like watching you.
I guess what it was in, but it was like in my ear. Like it sounded like, and I immediately woke up and Shane woke up and I was like, did you just hear that? It was a human making a noise that almost like, oh, that's so cute. Like
you guys are sweet.
I was like, it was in between both of us. Like something was in between us. And I looked at him and it was still like pretty dark. I'm like, I just want to make sure you heard that. And he goes, yes. I go, what was it? He goes, I don't know. And I go, well, I guess I'm going to go back to sleep.
Oh my gosh.
I went back to sleep, woke up. I'm like, you did hear that, right? Like you heard that noise. He goes, yeah. I go, what was it? He goes, I don't know. Was it you? I'm like, no, it woke me up. Like I heard it. It is above my register. And we decided that it was, I mean, I decided there was like the ghost of like someone who was a mom in like the 60s and 70s. And she thought that our dog was so cute and she just had to express it on our last night there.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it does seem like it would terrify me, but it doesn't seem trying to be threatening. Like that sound, like that, oh, you know, oh
yeah.
These are great stories. Holy cow. And especially, oh God, it must make you feel so much better when somebody's like, yes, I heard this. I heard this too. Yeah.
Because I think if he didn't, I'd be like, I don't even know what to do with this information. And we looked at each other. I was like, you are okay. Okay.
That's so sweet and terrifying. So needless to say, you believe in ghosts, right? Like this.
I do. I believe in the, I mean, I have like a real idea. So I always like to bring stuff back to science. Like things are, there's just things we can't see. There's wavelengths we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And events can be sort of like recorded in maybe a way that we don't know even how that record works or is played, but it like can live in a space.
Right. Yes.
So no. More than like a dead, sorry, but more than like an entity that like was alive and then is dead and they still exist. I think of it more as like a record player.
Right. No, I get that. But like one that you can sort of interact with. It's weird. It's like, it's the place where science and magic meet because like stuff we don't know is kind of just magic to us, but like there is a reason, but maybe our brains just cannot understand it yet, you know?
Right. And I guess I even if my story is that this ghost lady thought that Vicky was adorable, well, I've already counteracted my theory that it's just a record in time, you know?
Right. But it's like, maybe she was playing the record in your dreams and like you like acknowledging that somehow let her in. I don't know. Cause it is weird. Sometimes I feel like I've heard stories where people are more observing somebody in their daily life. And then I've heard stories where they're really interacting with these ghosts. I know that you can draw them out, but I don't know what that means. Yeah. Like the energy. I don't know, but it is fascinating. Yeah. I love it.
I like trying to figure it out like it is science. I'm like, okay, there is an answer to this. So I'm going to keep investigating. I'm going to like keep thinking about it, you know?
Also, like, are you good at science? Because I'm not, but I keep trying like to use science brain, but I don't know. I just like say words. I'm like quantum physics, you know? Like, what does that mean even really? I barely know.
Well, yeah. Well, you could be like a writer on Rick and Morty because it's all, you just add the words and then everyone thinks you know science.
I'm so glad you said that because I absolutely thought it was by the smartest people in the world. No.
It's just by people who know how to put the words in right.
So tell me about some of these psychic dreams. Is that the one? Okay. Oh, you have more.
Yeah. I have. Well, I tried to like boil it down to like the ones that are the most like something specific in my dream that matched reality. Cause I feel like there's a lot of like, especially because I remember so many of my dreams, like I could do some real cherry picking and be like, oh, well that happened.
Right.
But like when I was a kid, I had this recurring dream that I was taking wood paneling off of a wall and revealing this like really cool, beautiful floral wallpaper.
Oh.
And every time I did it, it was always the same wallpaper. And I like really, it like sticks with you. Like I really remembered it. And then, and it was like a very child, like a young childhood dream. And I hadn't had it for a while. And then with my youth group, when I was in middle school, which actually they took the high schoolers to go help build, to like help redo the roof on this woman's house. And I was like, do you think I could go? And they're like, yeah, you're responsible. You're allowed to come. Mm-hmm. So it was like a trip I wasn't supposed to be on. And we were like fixing this woman's house. And she was like in her 60s and she was like, all, but she was also raising her grandchildren. So she was having like more of like a, you know, it was like a tough time in life, I would say.
Yeah.
And she was so sweet. And they had all the guys like on the roof. And then they were like, oh, Ashley, you should go. We're trying to check for water damage. Can you go, you'll be careful, pull down the wood paneling off of the sunroom walls. So I went in and I started peeling off the paneling and it was the floral wallpaper.
Oh my God.
And I burst into tears and the old woman was like, what's wrong? Her name was May. She goes, what's wrong? And I was like, I've had a dream about this my whole life that I was taking something off a wall and there was flowers underneath. And she gives me a hug and she goes, oh, that makes sense. I think we were supposed to meet.
Oh my God. That's so sweet. I have chills.
Of course I was just crying more. I mean, I'm a real crier. So of course I was like crying more, but
oh my
it was,
God. That's so
that
beautiful.
Was the first one that I, and then I felt like my grandmother, because she was my mom says that she was a psychic because she always knew. She always knew who was going to call in the, you know, before caller ID. She would just answer the phone and say, hello, hi, Mary, or like, oh, hi, John, like to whoever.
That's awesome. That's an awesome ability. So yeah. Like that, some of that is passed down. What do you think? What do you make of like the psychic dreams? Like that's incredible. And with science brain, what do you make of it?
I think it's like, I mean, if I really were to make it into science, I'd be like, well, that's like time travel. Like part of you can exist before and after, you know, and that like time, you know, time is just like another dimension that we don't know how to travel through.
Yes. Yeah.
Very, I don't know, very interstellar.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Except I'm not pushing books off the shelf. I just like see wallpaper.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. Sorry. Oh, I just also no, like, ahead. Since you've had these psychic dreams, do you feel like you have the urge to explore this in a non-dream way? Like, do you feel like you want to, I don't know, since you've got something going on, are you trying to like nurture it and like do crystals and all this stuff?
I probably should, but I haven't. I feel like I'm too focused on like career stuff or like the career I'm like trying for that will always be like that will always be secondary, but
yes.
I mean maybe I should.
I mean, it's probably easier to get in touch with God and your third eye than it is to get two writing jobs in a row, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just impossible. I'm so terrified for my job to end.
I know. It's like, yeah, it's literally easier to like contact the undead than it is to like get into one fucking writing room.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, sorry, just keep going. I totally get it. Everything else takes a back burner to this stupid thing that we're doing.
Exactly. Oh my God. Another one that it was such a short dream, but I remembered it because I don't like often have dreams about animals. But it was so specific. It was one of my coworkers and she brought a turtle to work in my dream. And she had this turtle and she was like, I rescued this. And I was like, okay, like, why are you bringing it to work? This is not where this is. She's like, oh, it's okay. I'll take care of it later. I was like, okay. Just like a little blip of a dream.
Yeah.
And then the next week I'm in the car with that coworker and we're driving past. There's like a, I think it's like a science high school in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, that's where, did I ever tell you the story of when I rescued a turtle and I took it over to the high school because they have a pond.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Rescuing turtles is a very rare thing. So that's like I adopted a dog. Like, okay. Yeah. This is a turtle. Nobody rescues turtles.
No one rescues turtles. And even though it was one of those weird little like interstitials of a dream where you're like, I was at home, but at work and it was the future, but the past. Like, why is like, okay, well, I remembered the turtle thing.
Did you tell her about your dream?
I did. I don't know if she believed me or not. She's like definitely a skeptic of all of those types of things, but she's such an animal person but she's like big into like rescuing cats, and her family rescues like lots of cats and dogs. But she saw a kid, he was like truly like a child, trying to put a turtle into the water in Bay Ridge, like, and she's like, no, that's salt water, that's a freshwater turtle. So she ran down and got it from him and was like, I'm gonna take care of this for you. And then she brought it over to where there's a freshwater pond.
That's so sweet. Oh my god. She and really you knew that
the sweetest. Yeah. And I just, it's like, what do I do with that information? Like, it was something that had already happened, but I thought,
right. And you're like, how can I harness this power to be like, what writing staff needs a writer right now? And like, just like me, you know?
and then a couple of years ago, I guess it was before the pandemic. So I'm like a big runner, and my older sister is really into it. She's even faster than me. She's like she just ran, I don't know if this will mean anything to a lot of people, but she just ran like a 3-hour marathon, which is very fast.
That's much faster. Isn't the average like 4-something? Is that is that like a good one? Okay. Holy cow.
She's very fast.
I mean, it's also like just running a marathon in itself. I'm like, why do you do that? How do you do that is the question. Yeah.
Definitely half of it is genetics, because my dad just he ran a marathon also, and he's 60, he just turned 67, so he's like,
wow. Oh, that's awesome.
It's very genetic. But so the two of us were just gonna do this like local 5K that was in our neighborhood in Williamsburg, like around McCarran Park area. And I had a dream the night before that I was running it, and I of course had to run through like grocery stores, whereas everyone else was just able to run the course. So that was my dream. And I kept like, I couldn't get to the finish line, but then I hear the announcer announce the winners, and they go, first place woman, Cook, second place woman, Besgin. And I was like, oh, my sister came in second place in my dream in the race. And then the next day we did the race, and it was so hot. I think it was like June or July. It was so hot out that we just kind of walked home afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was like, did you place? She goes, I don't know, I'll figure it out later. And then she called me, and she goes, Ashley, I came in second place. I was like, oh, that's so weird. I had a dream that you came in second place. And the first place woman, her last name was Cook. And she goes, did you look at the results? I go, no. She goes, the first place woman, her last name was Cookland.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's so weird, but it's like, I was like, oh, cool. She's like, so did you know? I'm like, how would I have known that?
Right.
And also, this information is good for nothing.
Right. It's like so funny. It's like you have this, but you can only really know that it worked until like after the fact, but it's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, so many of my dreams are so like also weird that I'm like, all right, well, that's not gonna happen.
But
because like I have, yeah, like I know, like, you know, they're the very classic dreams. You're like, I was flying to like get away, but it's like I was swimming, and then I went down and my third grade teacher was there, and then I had to save my sister from an avalanche, like, you know, it's like very like, but I think the more like focused ones where I like get information, maybe I need to hone that in more
and like write the and be like, could this be anything? Because it's, you're right, like it's, there's the psychicness of it, but then there's also you just trying to like process your world and your day. And like, especially being a creative person in New York, wow, there's no sense of control. And so, you know, it's like all these like mini traumas that people go through on a daily basis, they have to process in their dreams. So there's that mixed in with the predictiveness of it, but it's fascinating. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I do have one more psychic dream. This is the last thing I have.
I love them.
So I had, and I rarely have lucid dreams, which I wish I had more of them. It's like when you know you're dreaming and can sort of control it. I usually have them just like between snoozes when I'm already like, oh yeah, I'll keep eating donuts. That's like my big one. I love to do lucid dreaming. It's like it's like always donuts and chocolate chip cookies.
That's amazing. That's a really good use of your lucid dreaming. Yeah.
I'm like, no calories in my dreams. So I had this dream where I was on a city bus in New York, and the last row where it's it faces the front as opposed to like sideways. And I don't ride the bus a lot, but I was in, so I'm like sitting in the bus, like sitting in the last row facing the front. And this guy gets on, and he had this bit, like a big camera around his neck. It was still around his neck. It was like a big camera with like a big fat lens. And I just looked at him and I was like, you're my soulmate, aren't you? And he goes, yeah, I am. And I go, but how am I going to find you? This is a dream. And he goes, oh, don't worry, you'll find me.
Oh my God.
Okay. And so then he just sat, I like got up and hugged him and then sat, and I just remember he was like a lot taller than me. And then he sat down next to me and we just sort of held hands. And I was like, is it okay if we just hold hands until I wake up in case I don't see you again? And he's like, yeah, of course. And so I just hold hands and I wake up. And then I spent weeks like looking through photographers, like trying to find who this person was without like any actual information.
Right.
And having had like some psychic dreams in the past, I was like, this is it. This is gonna be it. And then like eventually I gave up. And then I think it was about 6 months later when I started dating my now boyfriend, Shane, who is a cinematographer.
Like
way taller than me. And in the first, like, I think we went out like one time, and in a week I was like, you're my boyfriend now, right? And he's like, yeah.
Wow. Oh and my God.
I had forgotten that dream, I guess. And then I was like reading through my dream journal and I was like, oh my God, I had a dream that I was going to be with a tall photographer. Now who knows if that's what
that's
it
so cool. Is Did he look like was? Him? Does he, I mean, he feels like him in his height, but like, do you remember what he looked like in the dream?
A little bit, but like it became like, as soon as I woke up, the details of the face were fuzzy. Like I couldn't see.
Yes.
Like I don't remember specific facial features.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's a white dude with medium brown hair was about all I had to go on. So that's like what I'd been looking for. But then when I re-remembered the dream later, I was like, I had this dream.
What did he say to that?
He was like, oh, like that's great. Like he was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like you have weird dreams. But I was like, you don't understand. I'm like bawling, of course. I was like, I dreamt we were gonna be together. He's like, that's so sweet.
That's awesome. And how long has it been?
7.5 years.
Holy shit. So you were fucking right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And not even remembering the dream. Like when we first went out, I was like, oh, well, like after the first time we kissed, I was like, this is my boyfriend.
It just felt right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh yeah. My God.
I mean, I do have like messed up dreams too, but like, this is how I know that there wouldn't, that like not everything's going to come true. Cause like one time I had a dream that I was at a trampoline party in Hollywood, which meant it was like the size of like a studio, like in Studio City, but it was a huge trampoline. And like, I'm just jumping around with famous people. And the one thing I remember in the dream is that Vince Vaughn kept jumping around asking about everybody for hand jobs. I was like, I don't think that that's a real thing.
This may have been a party like 20 years ago that you're like channeling. I mean, crazier things happened, you know?
I write a story about that one time and someone's like, oh my God, remember the Vince Vaughn trampoline party?
That's so funny. If you ever meet Vince Vaughn, you have to ask him.
Yeah, I will.
That's really funny. I could see it. I mean, I've lived here less than a year, but the entitlement can be rampant. So I could see a celebrity doing that. That's awesome. Well, Ashley, where can people find you on the internet and in your world and plug whatever you would like to plug?
Well, I'm online as Daily Bez on everything, because we never know if Twitter's going to collapse one day. Mm-hmm. So Instagram, Twitter, Mastodon, Post, Hive, just all the things.
Wow, you're really doing it. Good for you.
I tried. I was like, if it goes down, I want to have my handle on everything.
That's
so
really smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, anything else you want to plug?
I am writing a an hour-long show about gardening, which is like my day job that I do.
Oh, that's
So,
awesome. I didn't know that. That's so cool.
yeah, when that comes out, it's called Seinfeld's Garden, and hopefully that'll be out like in the next couple months. I'll perform somewhere small.
So is it like a one-man show type of deal?
Yeah, it's like it's an hour of stand-up, but I had so many things built up about this one job that I was like, let's choose a theme.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And I feel like very on trend right now. And that's so cool. Well, congratulations. And thank you so much for doing the pod.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you are enjoying this podcast, please rate and review it so more people can find it. Also, I've got another podcast coming out that I am very excited to tell you guys about, but I'm going to hold that for like one more week until I have a bunch of episodes banked. Yeah, okay. Have a great week.